Now there was no sun, no moon, no stars. Darkness covered the deep. No creature stirred, not a sound was heard. Creation was asleep. No rivers flowed, no breezes blowed. No season changed the weather. Then God looked down and he spoke the word that put it all together.
Yes, that put it all together.
The birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, and a man named Adam, a woman named Eve. Dew on the grass and the grass on the meadow. God put it all together. Then as the sands of time began to slowly slip away, God watched his handiwork begin to crumble, to decay. Man was seeking earthly gain, despising his creator. But with a flood and an ark and a man named Noah, God put it back together. Days they said the waters splashed, but Noah floated through the stormy weather, and God put it back together. Well, the sun came out and the water dried up, the grass turned green again. But God realized the mighty flood had not washed away the sin. When it seemed all hope was gone, man was lost forever. With a rugged cross and an empty tomb, God put it back together.
Yes, God put it back together.
From golden streets by the crystal sea to a lonely hill called Calvary, Christ came and conquered sin forever, and God put it back together.
The love that drew salvation's plan, oh, the mighty peace and love of God that brought it down to man, oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. God did put it all back together again. And you know what? God can put it all back together in your life and in mine, even when we make shipwreck of things, when everything falls apart and goes to pieces. Somehow, in God's own loving kindness and miraculous way, he can pick up the broken pieces and make things whole again. That, my dear friend, is the good news of the gospel. You see, the Bible preaches very strongly against sin. No, make no doubt about that. The Bible speaks and preaches against sin very clearly. But that's not all it does. It also preaches very clearly regarding God's love for the sinner, and that if anyone will come with a penitent heart, a broken heart before God, humble himself before the Lord, God will put it all back together. Well, this is John Thrasher, and you're listening to Morning Devotions during the next 30 minutes. And I'll tell you what, it is still true that just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and let a little light from heaven fill my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
And when you feel a little prayer, we'll turn,
and you know a little
the fire is burning. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will find
a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our famous cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you feel a little prayer will turn,
and you know a little fire is burning,
you will find
a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our famous cry.
And he will
answer by and by.
Now when you feel a little prayer will turn,
and you know a little fire is burning,
you will find
a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Yes, it does. Can you say amen? For 40 years, Joseph Scriven had lived in and around Lake Rice, Ontario, Canada, first with one family, then with another. He lived around among his friends, for Joseph Scriven did not have a home of his own. Joseph Scriven was born in Dublin, Ireland, in the year 1820. He was educated on the Emerald Isle and graduated from Dublin's Trinity College. His life lay before him. Everything seemed to be going his way just beautifully. He was engaged to a beautiful Irish girl, and then tragedy struck. The day before the wedding, Joseph Scriven's bride-to-be was accidentally drowned. When her body was taken from the pool, Joseph Scriven suffered a shock that was to go with him the rest of his life. At the age of 25, he migrated to Canada in the hope of forgetting, but he never forgot. 10 years later, his mother fell ill of grief, and he wrote a poem to comfort her. He called the poem, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." For 40 years, the grief-stricken Irishman, for whom life had once held so much, associated himself with the underprivileged and poor of Lake Rice and Port Hope, Canada. It is said that he gave even his clothes to those less fortunate than he. He sought out orphans whom he might help. He sawed wood and did patch carpentry for widows. But he never hired out to work for those able to pay. Some said he was eccentric, some branded him as strange, but whatever people might have thought, Joseph Scriven devoted his life to helping those less fortunate than he. The poem that Joseph Scriven had written to comfort his mother was not intended to be a hymn. He had not meant even for anybody else to see it. It was sung for 10 years as a hymn before the people of Lake Rice, Canada, even knew that their townsman had written it. But one day, an attending neighbor found the manuscript copy in the room where Joseph Scriven lay ill. When asked if he had written the then popular hymn, the Irishman said that he and the Lord wrote it between them. No one knows how the poem first got into print. Its first use as a hymn was in 1865. It was a poem that Joseph Scriven had simply written to his mother, who was ill of grief, in order to help bring comfort to her. Well, I tell you what, it has brought comfort to many, many a heart since then. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Thank God for the gift Joseph Scriven gave to us.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear.
Better song ever written. What a friend we have in Jesus. And it's true, too. It's not just some sentimental song we sing. It is true. We can cast our every care, all our griefs, all our sorrows, our misunderstandings, our disillusionments, everything that causes distress to the human heart, we can cast it upon Jesus. And that's not just sentimental talk. It is the Word of God. The Bible says so. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. May I read to you the personal testimony of a man of God who was delivered from so much anguish of soul? David writes about his personal testimony in Psalm 18. He said, I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death were round about me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and He heard my voice out of His temple. My cry came before Him, even into His ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because God was angry. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. God bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him was dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and vanquished them. Then the channels of the waters were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, God took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They came upon me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. That's David's personal testimony. And in his inspired imagination, he describes how the Lord moved heaven and earth to come to his rescue. The superinscription of the psalm says, "A psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength." And he goes on to describe the victory that God brought into his soul. This psalm is the song of a grateful heart overwhelmed with remembrances of the manifold and marvelous mercies of God. It was such a sad plight for the man after God's own heart, David. But thus it is that Jehovah dealeth with his sons at times. And the most courageous man, who as a rule hopes for the best, may sometimes fear the worst. Charles Spurgeon says in his notes on this psalm, "From all sides the hellhounds barked furiously. A horde of devils hemmed in the hunted men of God. Every way of escape was closed up. Overwhelmed like a shipwrecked mariner, surrounded and standing at bay like a hunted stag, captured in a net like a trembling bird. Above the noise of the raging billows of death or the barking dogs of hell, the feeblest cry of a true believer will be heard in heaven." Oh, praise God. The devil can do his worst. But when a true believer, with the feeblest voice, cries out for mercy to the Lord, God will move heaven and earth, if he has to come to your rescue. Can't you just see the Lord reaching down his great big omnipotent hand and grabbing hold of David's little hand and just in the nick of time pulling him up out of the boisterous waves and waters and set his feet on solid ground and brought deliverance to him. And you know what? The Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. He loves you as much as David or anybody else. And he says to us, "Call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." So let's call upon him. The mistake that we make is we don't call. We just give in to self-pity with all the stuff that happens to us. And we cry and we whine like the children of Israel did for 40 years. We whine. Are you a whiner? Well, quit it and cry out to God. If you've got a need in your life, if you're desperate about something, make it a matter of prayer. Be anxious for nothing, the Bible says, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall mount guard shall mount garrison over your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. So you don't worry about anything, but you pray about everything. And in your deepest need, you call upon the Lord, and you know that his ear is not heavy that it cannot hear, neither his hand shortened that it cannot save. And as you cry unto the Lord, you fully expect that God will move heaven and earth if he has to, and ride on the wings of the wind, and send forth his thunderings and lightnings, if he has to bring deliverance to you, the child of his love, the child of his care. That's why we can cast our every care upon him. That's why we can come with a true heart in believing and faith and lean heavily upon the everlasting arms of God, and for the Lord to become our stay, just like he was for David. We cast, Lord, every care upon you. We lay every one of our burdens down at your feet.
And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you.
The psalmist prayed, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Do you know that your thoughts pretty much decide the mood and weather and climate inside your heart? And God considers your thoughts as part of you? Thoughts of peace, thoughts of pity, thoughts of mercy, kindness, love. These are the good thoughts. These are pure things, good things, high things. So if you would cultivate the presence of the Holy Spirit, you must get hold of your thoughts and not allow your mind to be a wilderness in which every kind of unclean beast roams and bird flies. You and I must have a clean heart, and our thoughts are important. Think on these things, says the Apostle Paul. Things that are of good report and honest and wholesome and good and true. Think on these things. So we pray too, search us, O God, and know our hearts. Try us. Know our thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in us. Lord, purify our hearts and purify our thoughts, that we think good thoughts today. In the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
When I open my heart's door to Jesus, He filled me with joy never known, a joy that abideth forever. 'Tis centered in Jesus alone. Deep down in my heart,
in my heart, His peace and joy are springing.
Deep down in my heart, sweet hope its comfort is bringing. And I on my way go rejoicing, with joy, peace, and hope as my stay. Deep down in my heart, the love of Jesus is singing.
Deep down in my heart,
well, it looks like my time is about gone. I've enjoyed being with you as we have shared together in morning devotions. Our mailing address, Morning Devotions, Post Office Box 552, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. This is John Thrasher. Thanks for listening. Have a good day, and may God's very best be yours.
My sins were washed away, and my mind was turned.